我们在天上的父，我们的主耶稣基督，我们感谢赞美你。
Oh, Heavenly Father, our Lord Jesus, we praise and thank you.
是你自己为我们开了这条又新又活的路，通过你的身体，我们来到至圣所，来亲近我们的父。
It's you who have opened this new and living way for us. Through your body, we're able to come into the Holy of Holies, in order to be closer to the Heavenly Father.
我们要见证耶稣基督所成就的是何等奇妙的恩典。
We shall testify to what amazing grace is, what our Lord have, Jesus accomplished.
真是让罪人啊的罪能够靠着主的宝血来洁净。
And that the Lord's precious blood can cleanse sins.
神的羔羊一次献上就永远有功效。
And because of that one-time sacrifice of the Lamb of God, and it shall forever hold power.
靠着这个恩典，我们随时随地都可以来坦然无惧的来到神的面前。
And by that grace, we're able to come before the Lord, before our God without fear.
我们把我们的身体当作活祭摆在你的祭坛上。
And we offer our body as a living sacrifice unto your altar.
愿你圣灵的火来焚烧我们这些把身体做活祭的人。
So that the fire of the Holy Spirit can burn up those of us who offer our bodies as living sacrifice.
你告诉我们这是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的。
And you tell us that this is holy and in which God is pleased.
而且我们如此侍奉敬拜乃是理所当然。
And that we ought to serve and worship in such way.
主啊，我们应当做一个知恩报恩的人。
Lord, may we be people who knows how to respond kindness with kindness.
赦免我们常常把你的恩典当作平常。
And forgive us for taking your grace for granted.
主啊，开我们的眼睛。
Please open up our eyes.
让我们真看见你是谁。
So that we can truly see who you are.
这样伟大的神，今天居然接纳我们这些罪人。
Such an amazing God that today can accept sinners like us.
这不是我们本来就配得的。
And all this is not because we're worthy.
是你的开恩，是你的怜悯。
But because of your mercy and your grace.
主，我们今天聚集的时候。
So today as we gather.
我们求圣灵再次做工在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的身上。
So we pray the Holy Spirit will continue to do work on every single one of brothers and sisters here.
求圣灵帮助我们。
May the Holy Spirit help us.
我们读你话语，听见你圣经中的圣言。
So as we read your words and when we hear the words from your Bible,
你就开我们的心眼，让我们真的进入一切的真理。
So that open the eyes of our hearts so that we can enter into the absolute truth of everything.
不让我们在外院打转了。
May we no longer just wandering around in the outer courts.
主啊，让我们来像诗歌所唱，亲近你。
May we just be like the hymn we sing that may we be closer to you.
因为这是阿爸的心。
For that is the heart of the Abba Father.
愿我们从心里面来响应你的愿望。
May we respond to your will with our hearts.
愿你的心愿得着满足。
May your heart be satisfied.
也愿爱你的人也得到同样的满足。
And also may those who love you also be satisfied.
听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayer.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名祈求。
We pray this in the precious name of Lord Jesus.
Amen. 请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢主，让我们又可以在一起来交通，来敬拜主。
Thank the Lord that we can again be here together to have fellowship and talk and share a message with the Lord.
下个月。
So next month.
八号。
The 8th.
会有一个很大的日食。
And so there'll be a great solar eclipse.
要从美国的南方德克萨斯州往北方走，一直从 Maine 出去。
So it will start from in the south in Texas and then all the way go up north to Maine.
七年前也发生过类似的事情。
And something similar happened 7 years ago.
那一次有谁记得？
So who remembered that time?
太阳是怎么走的？
And how did the sun travel that time?
啊，是从 Oregon 的 Salem 开始，一直横扫美国，从 South Carolina 出去。
And so it started in Salem, Oregon, and then went across the U.S. to and then exited through South Carolina.
7年之中, 发生两次日全食, 而且只有在美国看得见。
And so in these past 7 years, we will have two complete solar eclipses. And then also what's amazing is that it's, you can only see it in the U.S.
如果你记得我过去, 半年来一直跟大家交通, 10月7号, 哈以之战, 记得吗?
And so if you remember what I have shared with you in the past half years, especially for the on October 7th,
我就提到这个天象, 作为记号的这件事情,
and so I share with you the sign, the heavenly sign that marked this event.
因为圣经你打开来第一页,
because if you open the Bible, the very first page,
创世纪第一章14节,
Genesis chapter 1, verse 14,
神就很清楚地告诉我们,
God clearly told us,
神造这个天象, 星星月亮, 太阳,
that when God created the heavenly bodies,
他不是单单为我们, 只借着天象告诉我们时间,
He didn't just create it just so that we could tell time.
他告诉我们第一件事情还不是为着时间而把星星月亮太阳陈列在这个宇宙中。
And what He told us is that it's not, He created all these heavenly bodies not just to, for us to tell time.
而在那一句话里头的第一个事情, 他说是sign。
Because in that sentence, in the paragraph, the very first thing he said that is a sign.
那我们中文翻译就是记号。
So in Chinese version, it's a mark.
那这个记号是什么意思?
And what does that mean?
就是神把星星月亮太阳在某一种安排底下跟平常不一样的时候。
And it means that there are certain times when these heavenly bodies would align themselves in a different way that's different from what how they normally are aligned.
日食月食亿万年来都是发生的在这个宇宙中。
So solar eclipse, lunar eclipse, they happen pretty frequently in this universe.
但是当神把这些特殊的天象放在他的日子的时候，哎，你就要注意了。
But however, when he put these special heavenly signs in on his days, that happened, take place on his days, then you need to pay attention.
因为神是把这些东西作为一个记号，提醒地上的人，你要注意。
Because he's using these as a sign, to as a reminder for people on this earth, hey, pay attention.
就像我们开车的人,
just like how when we're driving,
你必须注意什么?
You have to pay attention to what?
路上的路标啊, 记号,
the road signs.
限速是多少?
What the speed limit
是红灯还是绿灯? 你不能乱来的,
the,
对吧?
The color of the traffic lights.
当你看到这些东西的时候,
so when you see these things,
对开车的人是一个记号, 提醒你, 你要注意什么事。
So these are things are reminders to people, to the drivers, what do you need to be doing?
他把天上的星星月亮太阳摆在某些位置上的时候，他要提醒你是神要说话了。
In the same way, when God places these heavenly bodies in a certain pattern or arrangement, basically he's trying to say to you, hey, I'm about to speak.
那这个两次的日全食,
so these two complete full solar eclipse,
在美国的这短短的250多年或者多少年了，1776到现在, 这么多年来, 没有几次的。
So in the U.S. 250 some history, these kind of signs happened very, very few times.
对，那而且这两次是在七年之内发生的，一次过了七年再一次。
What's more, these two signs happen only with a short span of 7 years.
而且它第一次经过的时候是横的走，对吧？从美国的地图来看，它是从西到东。
And what's also amazing is that the first time when this occurred, it went across the U.S. from west to east.
第二次从南到北。
And this time it's going to happen from south to north.
我等到那个时间到，我要把地图给你们看。
And so when the time comes, I'll show you this on the map.
刚好是一个 X,
and just so happened to form a sign of an X.
就在美国这个大国土上形成一个大的 X.
And so this X was formed across the greater United States.
如果你觉得还不够稀奇，我再提两件事，叫你好好的想一想。
If you're still not amazed, let me share with you two more things so that you can truly think about this.
当这个日全食从西到东走一次的时候。
And so when this full solar eclipse happened, traveling from west to east,
在这个路途上，总共经过七次的 Salem 这个城市。
And so on this path, it actually crossed the city of Salem seven times.
对，第一个点就是 Oregon 的 Salem。
It crossed seven cities named Salem. So the first time is in Oregon, Salem, Oregon.
你说 Salem 有什么特别的意思吗？
You may say to yourself, what's so special about Salem?
Jerusalem, 你知道吗？
You know Jerusalem, right?
所以 Salem 的意思就是平安。
So Salem means peace.
那美国有好多的，有35个 Salem.
So there are 35 cities in the U.S. called Salem.
对，那它横跨的时候走七个 Salem.
And so as the sun traveled across the United States, it crossed seven cities named Salem.
这是七年前。
So that was 7 years ago.
这一次从南到北。
And so this time, traveling from south to north,
经过七个城市。
It will also pass seven cities.
都叫尼尼微。
Okay.
尼尼微。那个有一个先知不是被一个大鲸鱼吃到肚子里去吗？
So there's this prophet swallowed up by the great whale.
哪一个先知？约拿，对吧
？So it's Jonah.
神派约拿去尼尼微传道，叫他们悔改。
And so God sent him to send his prophet to Nineveh.
对
，OK.
这是旧约有名的故事，儿童主日学都听过的。而他逃掉了，他不干。
And so the Lord sent the prophet to share the gospel there, but he didn't want to do it, so he ran away.
尼尼微在他的东边，他跑到西边，到他斯去了。
So the city was to his east, but he escaped to the west.
神就在海上预备了个大鱼，把他被钓，他被大鱼吞吃。在那个大鱼的肚子里，三天三夜，知道这个故事吗
？And so God had the whale swallow him up, and so he spent three day, nights and days inside the sea.
他悔改吐出来以后，他就乖乖的跑到尼尼微去传道。
And so he repented, and then so afterwards the whale spat him out, and so he went on his way to.
他做梦也没有想到尼尼微人因他的道就全程披麻。蒙灰向神悔改
，and who never dreamt of it, but because of him going there, the entire city, all the people there, repented and become believers.
就是那个伟大的尼尼微
，and so that's the great city. And
在美国也有好多的城叫尼尼微
，and so there are many cities actually in the U.S. named after that same city.
那这一次4月8号要发生的那一个日食，要经过七个。
And so the complete full solar eclipse that will take place on April 8th will also cross seven cities named Nineveh.
你想这是意外呢，还是上帝有意的安排呢？
So do you think this was just a coincidence or actually planned by God?
四月再分享。
So we'll see in April.
但是我要说的是，这个是大祸临头。
But what I want to tell you that this is a sign of a great disaster is coming.
因为去年10月7号的哈以之战，那是圣经里面告诉我们，祸灾有大事要发生，对吧？这是10月7号的信息。
That's because so as I mentioned, the Hamas attack on the October 7th.The Bible already told us that is a sign of a great disaster coming.
因为按照约珥书告诉我们
，because according to the book of Ur, it tells us,
当你看见日头变黑，月亮变血色的时候，这是在耶和华大而可畏之日来到之前的 sign.
Because Because according to the book, it tells us that when the sun turns dark and the blood turns to moon, that's a sign of the great day of the Lord. That's before
it's coming. 10月7号到现在多久了?
So think about this. How long has it been since October 7th?
完了没有? 哈以之战完了没有? 没有,还在继续。
Has that battle finished? No, it's still ongoing.
神现在给我们第二次的看见, 而且这只有在美国有, 这一个日全食的天象。
And so this time now, it's the second solar eclipse, and only can be seen in the U.S.
那我们就要好好的注意了。 神再次给我们用这个记号来提醒弟兄姐妹, 你要注意。
And so this is another sign that from heaven that we need to pay attention what is God trying to say
好,
to us.
今年主给我的负担是要让我们从整本圣经来看天上的意象。
And so this year, the burden that the Lord placed in me is to share with you about the heavenly vision.
这本圣经一面来讲是启示神爱人。
So this Bible, on one hand, is a revelation of God's love for man.
当人堕落被罪恶捆绑的时候, 神怎么样来拯救我们这些罪人, 这是圣经里面非常重要的第一部分的信息。
And when man have fallen and under the bondage of sin, God sent his son to save us. And so this is a very important message in the Bible.
是consistent, 从旧约一直讲到新约, 是没有改变过。
And it's very consistent. It never changed from the Old Testament to the New Testament.
但是神救罪人不是他的目标,
but however, God saving sinners is not his ultimate goal.
而是他的手段,
it's just his method.
神在人的身上要达到的是有一个重要的目标, 一个使命。
And the purpose God has for man is he has a very important commandment.
只是人犯罪以后, 我们堕落了, 我们不认识神。
It's only because man have sinned, and so we no longer know God.
我们就不知道神到底造了人为着什么。
Then we lost sight and of why God created man.
好，神第一个部分就是要把这些罪人先找回来再说，先把他们从罪恶中救出来。
And so the first step for God is to first save these sinners from sin.
那第二个部分才来到他的主题。
And then the second part is
神在这本圣经里头。 从第一卷书创世纪一直到最后一卷书启示录66卷书借着各式各样神所呼召的人来启示同一个意象这个意象叫做天上的意象
And so throughout the 66 books in the Bible from the Genesis to all the way to Revelations he wants to share with us this heavenly vision
在不同的时代
So in different times
选择不同的人
He chose different people
来做他的器皿
To be his vessel.
来发表神到底要做什么?
And to express why, and share why, what is God trying to do?
所以当神向人表明他要做什么的时候, 这个字叫做什么?
And so,
Revelation, 对吧?
So when God revealed what he is to do, what he wants to do to man, there's a special word and that's called revelation.
对,从神到人, 从上到下来启示给我们, 这个叫做 启示, revelation.
Because God is revealing this to man from above, from heaven above down to earth.
而地上的人对神这个启示有一个接收的能力。
And so for people on earth, they have this ability to receive this revelation.
当他们看见这个revelation的时候, 圣经有另外一个字叫做vision, 意象。
And so when man sees this vision, this revelation, there's a word for it, and it's called vision.
听懂了没有? 从他来给我们的时候, 这叫做启示。
And so again, when God reveals himself, his will to us, it's called revelation.
当我们看见这个启示的时候, 这个叫做意象, vision.
And when we see this revelation, it's called a vision.
所以今年主若许可,
And so God if God permits,
我要从创世纪一直到启示录选出大约20个人。
So I will choose from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation 20 people mentioned.
贯穿整个的圣经。
Across this entire Bible.
我们来看神怎么启示他的心,他的旨意给人类。
to see how God reveals his will to
man. 而这些人当他们看见这个意象的时候，怎么样改变了他们的人生？
And then these 20 people, how when they saw the vision, it changed their life.
但愿我们每一个基督徒明白了这本圣经神到底在做什么。
It's my hope that as Christians we understand what is God trying to do.
我们就可以跟这位神合作，我们的蒙恩就是为着这个目标，神出这个代价。
And then if, when this happens, then we could co-work with God and understand that the grace that we received, salvation that we received, and why He paid this price.
那曾经有一个人做过为着这个意象做过一个伟大的见证，在一个王的面前。
And so there was this one person who made this great testimony before a king.
那个人叫保罗。
And his name was Paul.
他有一天站在当时有一个王叫做 Agrippa 亚基帕王。
So he stood in front of the king Agrippa.
就是他看见这个意象之后的32年。
And this took place 32 years after he saw the vision.
他一生到了他的晚年。
And by that time, it was the later years of Paul's life.
他跟这个王宣布，他说：“故此，我没有违背那天上来的意象。”
And so he says that before, because of that, I did not go against the vision I seen from heaven.
神让这么多不同的人明白看见他的旨意。
So God allows so many people to see His will and also understand the will.
神盼望第一，我们也明白了。
So it's God's hope that we first of all understand His will.
然后我们就像这些人一样，为着这个意象奋斗终身。
And then just like these people, we will fight for the rest of our lives for that vision.
因为这是他要的。
Because this is His will.
对，他盼望所有蒙他重价买回来的每一个人也都看见这个意象，也都为此而献身。
And it's his hope that all of us who are purchased by him with a heavy price that we can see this vision and also offer our entire lives in order for the accomplishment of this vision.
为着这个一个系列的意象，我读一段话，在箴言29章。
So because of this vision, I would like to share with you a passage that's in Proverbs 20:29.
对，箴言29章18节。
Verse 18.
没有意象，民就放肆。
So it's said that in Proverbs 29.
Yeah,
Proverbs 29.
29章18节。
Verse 18.
没有意象。民就放肆。
Where there is no vision, the people are unrestrained.
也就是说，箴言这个作者所罗门王，他说，当一个人失去了意象，他不知道他活着为什么。
In other words, the author of this particular proverb, King Solomon, he said that when someone lost their vision,
没有意象的人就各自为自己的目标、自己的梦想去。奋斗去努力。
So when they have lost that vision, they don't know what they're living for. So therefore, they'll just live for their own will, for their own purpose.
但是神的子民不能这个样子。
But that cannot be so for the people of God.
因为神是有目标的神，有目的的神。
For God is a God of purpose.
他造人不是造来捏两个泥娃娃，好，你们就好好过日子吧。不是这么闲来无事，神捏了两个泥娃娃，要他们自己在伊甸园这个长命百岁什么 happily ever after.
He did just create two mud, dolls out of mud and just have them live happily ever after in the Garden of Eden.
没有，神是有目标，有目的要达到的神。
God has a purpose. He's a God of purpose.
所以神把亚当夏娃造出来，他就是要发表这一个旨意。
And so God created Adam and Eve in order to fulfill that vision.
所以我们每一个人的祷告是说，神啊，赐给我你的意象。
So that's why when we pray that God give us your vision.
对，这样我们就知道我们活着为什么。
And then we know the purpose of our lives.
如果照这个方式来把人分成两大类。
And so if we look at people through this particular goal, then we could separate people into two categories.
哪个两大类？
Which two categories?
啊，第一类是人为着自己而活的人。
The first category are people who live for their own,
对吧？
own will.
我人人就是说，什么叫做中鼎山林，人各有志。
And so everyone has their own purposes and they live their own for their own will.
你走你的阳关道，我走我的独木桥。
Everyone has their path in life.
但是有另外一类的人，是神，他明白了神的意向，然后就为着神这个意向而活的人，这是第二类。
But then there's this second category of people who they understood the vision they saw and they lived their life for that vision.
我心里面的祷告。
So, the prayer in my heart.
就是盼望在我们教会，我们每一位弟兄姐妹，来求神把这个意向赐给我们。
Is that for every single brother and sister in our church, pray to God to give us that vision.
我们每一个人在神面前就有一个祷告，主啊。愿你的圣灵帮助我。
And that we have this prayer and that before God and that's Lord, may the Holy Spirit help us.
为着你的旨意而献身。
To so that we can offer ourselves up for your purpose.
为什么？
Why?
因为他是为着这个而买赎了我们，救了我们。
Because God saved us, purchased us for that very same reason.
好，那我第一个人就选了。亚伯拉罕。
So the first person I want to share is Abraham.
我怕用两次的时间，两个主日，我们把亚伯拉罕的一生，他神怎么样带领他，他看见的意象是什么。
So I'd like to use two messages to share about the life of Abraham and what it was like and what was his purpose.
我们来读几处的圣经，从旧约到新约。
Let's read a few places in the Bible from Old Testament to the New Testament.
我们先看旧约创世纪。
Let's take a look at Genesis.
是从十二章开始。
And read from chapter 12.
对。我们从十二章读头四节。
And so we'll read the first four verses in chapter 12.
耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族。”父家往我所要指示你的地方去，我必叫你成为大国，我必赐福给你，叫你的名为大，你也叫别人得福。
verse 3,
你就念英文。
Verse 1 and 2. Now the Lord said to Abraham, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you. And I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you, and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing.
第三节，为你祝福的，我必赐福于他；那咒诅你的，我必咒诅他。地上的万族都要因你得福。亚伯兰就照着耶和华的吩咐去了，罗德也和他同去。亚伯兰出哈兰的时候75岁。
And in verse 3, and I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. So Abram went forth as the Lord had spoken to him, and Lot went with him. Now Abram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran.
我要考考大家。
Let me ask you this.
哈兰在哪里？
Where is Haran?
啊，你如果看见你圣经后面的圣经地图
，If you look at the map of the in the back of your Bible，
有一个地图
，So there is this map，
它叫做古代的世界
，It says the old civilizations in the ancient times。
这个图上，在图的右手边，你要看见的是两条世界有名的大河。
And so on the right side of this map is these two famous rivers.
一条叫做底格里斯河 Tigris.
Well, the one is the Tigris River.
另外一条叫做幼弗拉底河
The other one is Euphrates.
听过这两条河名字的举手。
So if you heard these rivers, name, please raise your hand.
这是学人类的历史必须读的两条重要的河。
So these are two very important rivers that you must have encountered while learning about human history.
这两条河一直往南流，最后 merge 在一起，一起进入一个海，叫做红海。
And so these two,
这个不叫中，那个叫不叫中，不叫红海，叫做波斯湾。
So these two rivers will converge down south into the Persian Gulf.
那考考大家，这个是现在的哪一个国家？
Let me ask you this: Where is what country is in modern times?
听说你们的地理都很好的。
So let me test your.
这两条河 merge 在一个国家，那个今天的科威特。
So that's actually where these two rivers merge is Kuwait.
对。然后一起出去的时候，那是现在的波斯湾。
And then where this river exits into is the current day Persian Gulf.
在这两条河的上游跟下游有两个重要的城市。
So in the upstream and downstreams from these two rivers are these two important cities.
那我刚刚问哈兰在哪里
？So I was just asking you where was Haran?
那就在这两条河的北边。那里有一个城市叫做 Haran.
So there, so in the north part of these rivers, there's a city called Haran.
那这个我们这次讲的亚伯拉罕的主角，十二章离开哈兰的时候几岁？七十五。
And so as we just read, when Abraham left Haran, he was 75 years old.
对。年轻还是年老了
Is he considered young or old?
但是这不是他的第一站
But this was not his first place to stop
对啊他的第一站是写在使徒行传的 第七章
So his first stop was recorded in Acts chapter 7
对使徒行传的第七章讲他最开始的时候在哪里
So Acts chapter 7 talk about where Abraham first landed.
第二节第七章第二节
So chapter 7 verse 2.
我要从第二节念到第四节
I'll read from verse 2 to 4.
斯蒂凡说诸位父兄请听当日我们的祖宗亚伯拉罕在米索不达米还未住哈兰的时候荣耀的神向他显现
And he said, Hear me, brethren and fathers. The God of glory appeared to our father Abraham when he was in Mesopotamia, before he lived in Haran.
对他说你要离开本地和亲族往我所要指示你的地方去
And said to him, Leave your country and your relatives and come into the land that I will show you.
第四节，他就离开加勒底人之地，住在哈兰。他父亲死了以后，神使他从那里搬到你们现在所住之地。
And verse 4, then he left the land of Chaldeans and settled in Haran. From there, after his father died, God had him move to this country in which you are now living.
好，这段话是。教会历史中第一个 martyr 第一个殉道者他讲的道
So this was from part of the message from the very first martyr in church history
这篇道讲完他就被人家用石头活活的打死
And after this message he was stoned to death
所以你就知道这篇道很厉害
So you know this
讲完要命的
this message was very powerful because after you finish it it'll cost you your life
那在这篇讲到的里头，他透露出他们以色列人的祖宗亚伯拉罕当年不是住在哈兰，当年这个祖宗是住在米索不达米 这个土地的一个地方叫做乌尔。
So in this message, it revealed that the forefather of the Israelites originally he did not start in Haran, rather he actually lived in Mesopotamia in a place called Ur.
那么什么地方这里他所说的米索不达尼呢？
So where is Mesopotamia?
啊，就是那两条河的中间的那块地，叫做米索不达米。
So it describes a piece of land between the two rivers, the Tigris and Euphrates.
那我刚刚说这，你泰国什么？Tigris 跟这个 Euphrates 两条河交汇的这个地口，那个位置的旁边就是乌尔。
And so where the rivers Tigris and Euphrates where they join together, there's the part next to it is Ur.
Ur. 那这个地方是怎么一个城市呢
？So what kind of city is this Ur?
是非常商业化发达的一个大城。
It's a very modernized city for its time.
那他们家是干嘛的
？And so what was Abram's family?
那你读
what did they do?
我们请打开约书亚记。
Please turn to Book of Joshua.
约书亚记的二十四章
，Chapter 24，
就告诉我们那个时候他的。就是亚伯拉罕的父辈在干嘛
？And it tells us what kind of business did Joshua's father do？
二十四章第二节，约书亚对众民说：“耶和华以色列的神如此说：古时你们的列祖，就是亚伯拉罕和拿赫的父亲他拉，住在大河那边干嘛？”侍奉别神。
So it tells us what did Abraham's fathers did. So in Joshua 24 verse 2 it says, Joshua said to all the people, Thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, From ancient times your fathers lived beyond the river, namely Terah, the father of Abraham and the fathers of Nahor, and they served other gods.
所以从这段话我们就知道，哦，他们家以前是拜偶像的。
So from this we know that in Abraham's family they used to worship idols.
到有一年我到这个很早了，这九零年的时候，我曾经第一次到所谓圣地之游，到那个以色列去。
And so this was back in '90s when I went to the Holy Land for the very first time.
我就在书店里面，在那里的书店看到一份耶路撒冷。晚报。
And so in one of the bookstores, I saw the Jerusalem Evening News.
就讲了一个故事，当年这个亚伯拉罕的父亲他拉干嘛的。
And so in that newspaper, it shared about a story about what the father of Abraham did.
按照犹太人的传统。
So according to the Jewish tradition,
这并不是写在圣经里的，是写在他们的野史里头的。
So this was not in the Bible. This was their kind of speculative history.
他是开家是卖偶像的。
So his family dealt in selling of idols.
对，那家里那个一个店面摆了很多各式各样的偶像。
And so in their store, they have many statues of different idols.
有一天，爸爸要出去购货。
And so one day, the father need to go out to
就对这个宝贝儿子亚伯兰说
resource to procure products. And so he said to his son Abram,
儿啊，我要去订货了，你在家帮我好好的看店。
And says, son, I'm about to go buy some more products for us. So why don't you watch over the store for us?
那儿子说：“爸爸，你放心，你去办货吧。”
And so the son says, "Sure, no problem, father. Go in peace."
所以，爸爸放心的走了，把这个店就交给这个宝贝儿子。
And so the father went about his business and left the store to his son.
这儿子从小就有一件事情很不满意。
So this son, ever since he was young, he had this thing that's pent up in his heart.
这一屋子的偶像，都是。有眼不能看， 有嘴不能说，有脚不能走路的，全都是人自己把它塑造出来的偶像。你叫人不但买了回家，还要怎么样？烧香磕头。
What he thought was all these idols that's lined up in their stores, they have eyes that do not see, they have mouths that cannot speak, they have legs that cannot walk. But yet, people buy these into their homes, not only that, but also they will burn incense and worship these things.
这不是明明的骗人吗？
Isn't that just blatant, just
blatantly lying to people? 所以他从小对这个偶像就有一个很不喜欢的意念在他里头。
And so ever since he was young, he had this hatred for these idols.
所以现在爸爸出门了，把这个店全交给他了。
So while the father is away, he has control over the entire store.
哦，机会来了，天赐之良机。
So this was a great opportunity.
他就拿起一个棍子。
And so he took a great stick.
就把这个偶像一个一个的砸烂。
And smash every single one of those idols in.
除了他心中那口闷气恶气。
And to finally be able to vent all this pent up rage against these idols.
老爸回来了。
And a week later, the father returned.
一看。
And he saw when he went to his store and saw it.
我的店变成这副德行。
And saw what his store had become.
气的马上，亚伯兰来。
His father was livid, and so he told him, Abram, come.
我这个店交给你，现在怎么变成这个样子？
I handed my store to you before I left. What happened? How did it become this way?
很安静的就跟爸爸说，哎呀，你不知道啊。
And so Abram answered in a very peaceful voice.
那天你前脚走。
And so he said, you don't know of that. The day you left,
这些偶像就开始吵架。
All these idols start arguing against one another.
然后他们在吵什么？
And so his dad asked, father asked, about what? And he answered,
谁也不服谁。
Who's the greatest? And they all.
然后他们就开始动手打架。
And so they were all arguing that they're the best.
我劝都劝不停。
And they fought each other. I tried to stop them.
所以今天你看到的就是这个打仗之后的结果。
And so what you saw here is the aftermath of their battle against each other.
他爸爸说你胡说八道。
And his dad said you're lying.
这些偶像绝对不会打架。
And he said these idols they absolutely will not.Fight each other.
那儿子说为什么？
And Abram asked why.
这些都是假的吗？
He said because they're all fake.
他们怎么会打架呢？
How could they fight each other?
儿子就说爸，你说对了，全是假的。
And then the son answered, "You're absolutely correct, father. They are all
fake." 你为什么卖给人家，叫人家去拜呢？
So why are you selling these to other people and have them worship these things?
所以自从那个对话以后。
So ever since that exchange.
爸爸跟儿子就搬家了。
The father and the son they moved.
那一年我在耶路撒冷的一个书店里面买了一份这个耶路撒冷晚报上面的一段故事写在那里。
So this was a story I read from the Jerusalem evening news that I purchased back in the 90s.
这是野史，圣经的正史是这样子告诉我们。
So、
他们家以前是在侍奉偶像。
So that was speculative history, unsubstantiated, but the what's recorded in the Bible tells us that they used to serve idols.
当时的世界哪里有人不侍奉偶像呢？很多的人，人人都在侍奉偶像。
But it's quite common in those days. Everybody's serving, worshiping idols.
因为各个侍奉偶像只有一个同样的心智是什么？啊，人为什么到庙里面去拜？
But all the people have this one thing in their mind. The same reason why people go to temples to worship. Because they're hoping that these deities would help them, would help, protect them.
但是毕竟这些人，这些偶像都是人造的。
But all these idols are created by man.
他们不是真神，是人所造出来的假神。
They're not true God. These are man-made gods.
好，那圣经就说，有一天，荣耀的神向他显现。
And so the Bible tells us that one day the glorious God revealed himself to him.
我们知道他那天第一次听到神跟他讲话是在乌尔。
So we know that the very first time Abraham heard God talk speaking to him is, was in the land of Ur.
刚刚我们念的第七《使徒行传》第七章。
So in Acts chapter 7 we just read.
这个斯蒂凡告诉我们。
Stephen tells us.
当荣耀的神向他显现的时候，说了一句话。
When the glorious God revealed himself to Abraham, he said this.
啊，你要离开本地和亲族。往我所要指示你的地方去。
He said, "Leave your country and your relatives, and come into the land that I will show you."
所以这句话是直截了当。
So this is just very, very straightforward.
他的神秘的经验就是说，这位神向我显现的时候，跟我讲了一句话。
So Abram's mysterious experience was that God revealed himself to him and said this.
这句话是什么呢？
And What God told him was,
离开你的亲族
leave your relatives,、
你的本家
leave your country.
这是他的第一个重点。
So this was the first important point.
那这个是这一句话的意思是什么？
So what is the meaning of this word, this sentence?
他本来是住在乌尔，加勒底的乌尔。
So it means that he originally was residing in Ur.
而且有好几代的人了。
And also, he was really living
with
his relatives. 他的爸爸
的名字叫做塔拉。
So he was living with several generations of his family, including his father, whose name was Tara.
这位神没有找他的爸爸，找了这个儿子。
So God did not sought out his father, but
rather
his son. And reveal himself to him.
然后他就讲了一句话，离开。这个本地离开你的亲族
and just said this one sentence to him leave your country and your relatives
什么意思
what does it mean
因为这个地方是什么地方是拜偶像侍奉假神的地方
because this was a place where they worship false gods
你要从这个地方离开
and you shall leave this place
好这是他的第一句话
so that was God's first sentence
第二句话
And second sentence,
往我所要指示你的地方去
and come into the land that I will show you.
可是他没有讲什么
But he didn't say what. God didn't tell him where he was going.
就是说我要告诉你你要去哪里但是我现在还没有启示
Basically, God is saying, I will tell you to go, but I haven't revealed to you where to yet.
这个完整的话是两个动词
So in this first this sentence, there are two verbs.
第一个动词离开。
The first one is leave.
第二个动词去，我要指示你的地方去。
And second is to come.
对吧？就是进入。一个是离开，另外一个是进入。
And so you also say that one is leave, the other one is into.
对。然后这个年轻人怎么样呢
？And then what did this young man do?
他就把这个神奇经验就告诉了他的爸爸。
And so he shared this amazing experience with his father.
你说你怎么知道他又告诉他爸爸
？And so you may ask, how did you know that he shared this experience with his father?
因为从一个动作你就知道了。
You could tell this by this action, simple action.
因为当儿子说这位荣耀的神叫我离开本地本族，那就是要离开你。离开这个家，对吧
？Because when the son shared with his father that this glorious God told me to leave this place and you, that means he's leaving the family and everything and everybody, all the relatives.
结果爸爸的反应是什么
？But how did the father respond?
我跟你一起走。
The father said, "I'll go with you."
这是很稀奇的，对吧
？This is pretty amazing.
神说你要离开这个地方，就是他的。老家，这个乌尔，然后呢，去一个地方没有讲，但是我会告诉你。
And so this is quite amazing. God is telling Abram to leave his home, basically Ur, and then also go into a place. But I'm not going to tell you where.
他把这个神秘的经验跟他父亲讲了以后，他的爸爸居然说：“我跟你一起走。”
And when he shared this amazing experience with his father said, "I'll go with you."
不但带了亚伯拉罕跟他的老婆
so,、
这个撒来
so not only did he his father brought Abram and Abram's wife Sarai
还带了一个孙子。
And they also brought his grandson.
就是罗德。
And that's Lot.
是吧？那对亚伯拉罕来说，就是他的侄儿，就是他这个叔叔还是伯伯的儿子。
And so that's basically a nephew to Abram.
所以出门的时候走了几个人？
So when they left the household, how many people left?
四个。
So there were four people together.
对吧？爸爸。
So the dad, the
father. 亚伯拉罕本人。
Abram,
他老婆。再加上一个侄儿。
Abram's wife plus his nephew.
用四个人离开了Ur。
So these four people, they left Ur.
然后他们就从河的这边过河到河的 对岸。
So they left the this side of the river.
这一群后来的民族叫做以色列民族，对不对？这一些以色列人叫他们是什么民族呢？叫做希伯来民族，希伯来。
So they later then turned into the nation of Israel, and so the Israelites called their people the Hebrews.
对，希伯来什么意思？
What does it mean? What does Hebrew mean?
过河。
It means crossing of the river.
对，这一群人是过河的。就是从河的这边过到河的那边去，这一个动作叫做希伯来。
So the action of crossing the river from this side to the other side is called Hebrew.
然后呢，这一群人，这四个人就沿着这个河往北走，走走走走走到一个地方，他们看了非常好。爸爸说：“我们就在这里定下来。”
And so this group of people, they follow the river up north, and then until they get to land, and the father said, "Hey, this looks great. Well, let's settle here."
这个地方是什么地方？
So where was this place?
哈兰。
This was Haran.
对吧？这是哈兰。然后在这里一待，圣经没有讲待了几年。
So they stayed in Haran. The Bible didn't specifically say how many years.
但是有一天，荣耀的神在哈兰向亚伯兰第二次显现。
But one day the glorious God revealed himself again to Abram a second time.
讲了又第二段话。
And said the second sentence.
写在哪里？
Where was it recorded?
就写在我们刚刚念的创世纪的十二章。
And it was recorded in Acts. I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 12.
对，创世纪十二章，刚刚我们念那段圣经，是耶和华向他第二次显现的时候说的那一段话。
And so what we just read was the second time when the Lord spoke to Abram.
那他讲了什么？
What did he say?
你看十二章的第一节，耶和华对亚伯兰说：“你要离开本地、本族、父家，往我所要指示你的地方去。”
Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you."
那这句话跟若干年前在老家讲的话一不一样？
So was this the same sentence, same word? Were these the same words that God spoke to him many years ago?
一不一样？
Was it the same? Were they the same?
你再比较比较看一不一样？有同样的部分，
so、
还有新加入的部分。
So there are certain parts that's the same, but then there's some additional parts.
上一次说离开你的本地本族，往我所要指示你的地方去。现在跟他讲的时候，多了一个词。
Last time it says leave your, God said leave your country and your relatives and come into the land that I will show you. But this time,
那是第一次。
So that was the first time.
现在第二次。
So now the second time is.
你要离开本地。本族多加一个父家。
And he added something more. This time he said, God said, go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house. That was a new addition.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
为什么这一次神特别加了这个父家呢？
Why did God especially add this additional part?
因为神没有呼召他的爸爸。
Because God didn't call his father.
神呼召的是这个儿子。
God called upon the son, not the father.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
神的呼召是有他的指定性的。
So God, when God's calling you, there's it's very specific.
因为你如果有神的呼召，
because
你会答应，不但答应神的呼召，而且去执行这个呼召，有头 有为。
So because when God calls to you and you respond and you execute his and do what he says, you will finish it just completely from beginning to the end.
而如果你没有蒙神的呼召，
But if you're not called,
你可以凑热闹。
You could join along with others just to
对，你走，好，我们跟你一起走。
And so you could be, oh, yeah, you're going, sure, I'll go with you.
Have fun.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
爸爸爱儿子，儿子要走，那当然爸爸跟着儿子走，这也是天经地义的事，
so,
对吧
？So it's common, it's quite understandable that the son need to leave, and so the father wants to join him.
如果你不是在这个呼召的这个神的范围里头，你只能走到哈兰就结束了。
But did you notice this? If you're not called, if God did not call to you, you only make it as far as Haran.
那哈兰什么？
So,
Ur 什么意思
so what does Ur mean?
Ur 你去看圣经的字典。
So if you look at the Bible dictionary,
Ur 这个字是叫做火焰的意思 ,flame.
The meaning of Ur means flame.
啊，这个世界最后的结局是圣经告诉我们是用火来消灭。
So according to the Bible, it tells us this world will be destroyed by fire.
为什么
?Why?
因为这个地方是在侍奉什么？偶像。
Because this place is a place where they serve idols.
对，这是得罪神的事情。
Because that's a sin against God.
所以这个 "war" 这个字的本身的意思就是说到，这一个侍奉神的假神的地方，是最后要遭到神火焰的审判。
So the meaning of "war" means that this place in which people serve false idols, they will end up being burnt up by flames.
好，那现在到了哈兰。
So now they have settled in the land of Haran.
Haran 什么意思？
What does Haran mean?
我翻字典。
So if you look at the dictionary again,
Haran 意思是 halfway, 半途。
The word Haran means halfway.
对，也就是说，在走这条神所呼召你要走的这条路的时候，你没有神的呼召，你自然而然一定是走什么一半就没有了。
So in other words, on the path of walk, following God's calling, if you are not called, you will only walk halfway and stop.
所以他在这里第二次神跟亚伯拉罕讲话的时候，你要离开本地本族，然后加上一个什么附加，因为上次多带了你的阿爸，现在你要离开你的父亲。
So that's why when God spoke to Abraham the second time, he says, "Go forth from your country and your relatives." And from your father, because last time your father tagged along and you didn't go where I need you to go.
所以这个父亲就成为他跑这条信心之路的扯后腿的人吗？
And so, in a sense, his father became a stumbling block to Abram on his way, following the path of his faith.
好，那神，你既然带了父亲，神就没有讲话，一直等。
So, because the first time around, he brought his father along, God didn't speak and just waited.
神等什么?
What was he waiting for?
等老爸死了。
He waited until Abram's father passed.
这个我们刚刚没有读的是十一章的最后一句话。
So, in chapter 11, the very first, the very last part we didn't read.
对吧?
We didn't read.
那个三十一节、三十二节就是十一章的三十一、三十二里面怎么说的
？So in Genesis chapter 11, verse 31 and 32.
哈拉带着他的儿子亚伯兰和他的孙子哈兰的儿子罗德，并他的儿媳妇亚伯兰的妻子撒来，出了加勒底的乌尔，往南地去，迦南地去，对吧
？So 31, Terah took Abram his son and Lot the son of Haran his grandson.And Sarah, his daughter-in-law, his son Abram's wife, and they went out together from Ur of the Chaldeans in order to enter the land of Canaan. And they went as far as Haran and settled there.
对，他们走到哈兰就住在那里。他拉共活了205岁，就死在哈兰。
The days of Terah were 205 years, and Terah died in Haran.
所以当他的父亲死在哈兰的时候，神就向他第二次显现，第二次说话。
And so after Abram's father died in Haran, then God appeared to Abram.
这里就很清楚地告诉亚伯拉罕。
So here he, God spoke very clearly to,
是,
to Abram.
你们你父亲说这块地怎么样好不好好我们就在这里定下来。
He said, your father said that this land was great, and so you settled here.
是，从人的眼光，哈兰是一块好地方。
Yes, indeed, from man's perspective, Haran is a good place.
在这里定居，一定会有很大的一个新的局面。
And so if you settle here, you may have a good life.
但是神说，这不是我要给你的。
But God said, but this is not what I,
对不对?
what I promised you.
因为神的第一次的呼召说，我要指示你去什么？我要给你的那块地。
Because in the very first time when God commanded him, Abram, he said, you know, I will show you the place I want give you, I will give you.
后来神告诉他有这块地的时候，神是怎么形容那块地的？
And so later on, how did God promise this land?
是流奶与蜜之地。
Oh, sorry. How did God describe this land, this promised land? He described it as the land full of milk and honey.
所以神要给他的是最好的。
And so God wanted to give Abram the best.
但是在没有意向、没有呼召的人眼中，那个最好也没什么了不起。我看的才是最好，所以人只能选哈兰，人永远不能选神要给我们那个上好之地。
But to someone who's not called, they couldn't see why that land is best. So from his perspective, all he could see is that, oh, Haran is the best place. And that's where, and that's how people without vision sees.
但是我们必须佩服这个第一个走信心之路的榜样。
But we must admire the very first person who followed by pure faith.
什么意思?
What does it mean?
你把你自己跟亚伯兰换一个位置。
So if you imagine yourself switching places with Abraham.
如果荣耀的神有一天向你显现，讲同样的一段话。
If the glorious God one day appears to you and said the very exact same thing.
请问阁下走还是不走?
Let me ask you this, are you willing to pick up everything and leave?
啊?走不走啊?
Are you willing to leave?
你得好好想一想。
You probably say that, let me think about this.
尤其当你老爸,你跟他做报告的时候。
Especially if you need to report to your father.
你老爸一定会问你一句话。
Your father probably will ask you this.
他一个月给你多少钱?
How much is he paying you each month?
你说父亲问这句话合理不合理
？So,
很合理啊。
It's very reasonable for a father to ask this of his son when something like this happens.
我们住在这里，生活起码不有问题吧？无忧无虑。
So living here, right here, we probably
现在你说离开这里要往一个，你还不知道去哪里，然后你居然就说走就走啊
？We have a pretty stable life and everything's going well, and then all of a sudden now you need to pick up everything and leave, and you don't even know where you're going.
你是不是这里有问题啊？
You probably might have some issue up here.
你是不是少了一根筋啊？
You're probably something goes wrong here.
但是你会发现，这个年轻人跟你跟我是不一样的。
But you'll discover that this young man is different from us.
在整个这神跟他的对话的里头，他没有问神，你一个月给我发多少工资？没有。
In his entire exchange with God, Abram did not once ask, "Hey God, how much are you paying me?"
第二，他也没有问你到底要带我去哪里。
And neither did he ask, "Where are you taking me to?"
如果你带我去非洲，我是不去；你带我去美国，我可以考虑。
If you're taking me to Africa, that's a no-no. If you lead me to the U.S., then probably.
对吧？我起码要知道你带我去哪里嘛。
So at the very least,
你也不告诉我去哪里，现在就叫我走。
If you're going to tell me to pick up everything and leave now, you at least should tell me where I'm going.
你想我们这种推论合理不合理啊?
So that's a very logical assumption.
我相信这个推论从人的观点是合情也合理的事。
I could tell you that that's absolutely logical from a man's perspective.
但是你要注意，这里有一个人，所谓信心之父。
But here we have someone being called the father of faith.
对吧？圣经拿这个人做一个榜样。 什么叫做走信心道路的人？这叫信心之父。在他的身上，你就看到他有一个特点。
And so the Bible raised him up as the father of faith, someone who walks the path of faith.
他一生都表现在这一个点上，就是说我下面要走的那一步，只要是你告诉我的。
And this is a recurring theme, and that's every step I take in my path, as long as it's a path that you told me to take.
我怎么样？绝对顺服。
I will absolutely obey.
我懂，我顺服。我不懂呢？也顺服。
I will follow you if I understand, and that, but I will also follow you even if I don't understand.
对，这叫做信心。
And that's called faith.
什么意思？
What does it mean?
假使这个话是你跟亚伯兰讲的，亚伯兰会听吗？
So imagine this: if you told Abraham to pick up everything and leave,
对吧？
Will Abraham follow you?
你我跟亚伯兰讲这句话，亚伯兰绝对不会听。换到你，你也是一样的。
If you or I tell Abraham this same thing, Abraham will absolutely not follow you. And
但是现在跟他讲话的，圣经说得很清楚，是荣耀的神跟他讲的。
But it's not you or I, rather the glorious God who told Abraham this.
那什么叫做信心？
So what is faith?
信就是所望之事的实底，未见之事的确据。这是希伯来书十二章的话。
So, as in Hebrews says, that faith by faith is to trust in things that you cannot see.
那什么是看不见的？
So, what is something that you cannot see?
说话的神是看不见的。
God who speaks, he cannot be seen by our eyes.
今天我们跟神的一个关系里面，一个最神奇的部分，就是你所信的那个神，阁下看得见吗？
So, most amazing.
看不见。
The most amazing thing about our faith is that the God whom we believe in, we have not seen with our eyes, with our physical eyes.
你有一天说我信。
But yet one day you said, yes, I believe.
对吧？哎，你们没有反应，信还是不信啊？
Right? Do you believe?
你有没有看见他？
Have you seen God by with your own eyes?
但你居然信了。
No. But yet you still believed.
你要么就是神经病。
Either you're crazy.
要不。你的确摸到了一些肉眼看不见的 reality,
or you have touched upon some sort of reality that's not seen, that cannot be seen by physical
eyes. 但是你肉眼没有看见它，却好像什么看见它。
But yet, even if you have not seen him with your physical eyes, but it's as if you truly have seen him.
这个叫做信心。
And that is called faith.
人说眼见为凭，或者眼见为实。
So,
那不是信心。
So we have this saying, humans have, man have this saying that what you see with your own eyes is the truth, but that's not faith.
信心是凭那个看不见的神，他说的那句话对你来讲 make sense 还是 don't make sense? 啊 ，make sense.
So faith is to follow a God who you cannot see.
所以希伯来书就说，凡到神面前来的人，第一件事，神要求什么
？So in the book of Hebrews says that all those who follows come before the Lord, the very first thing he demanded was what?
必须信有神。
You must believe that there is God.
而且信他赏赐那寻求他的人，有没有这句话
？And that's also he shall award those who seek him.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹
，So dear brothers and sisters.
亚伯拉罕这个信心之父给我们看见的那一个榜样是什么
？So Abraham, this the one who calls the father of faith, he's an example for us to follow.
就是这一个荣耀的神有一天神秘的向亚伯拉罕显现的时候
，And so that is that one day this mysterious God one day appeared to Abraham.
他爸爸不知道
，His father didn't know this.
他周围的亲戚也不知道
，Neither did his relatives.
只有他自己知道
，Only Abraham knows.
当他有这一个神秘的经验，他听见了，他把这句话告诉他的父亲，然后他就行开始起来走路了。
And so he, when he heard this command from God, he shared it with his father, and then he actually, Abraham took action.
这些事情都是在人的常理里头是不会做的。
And so all these things, your normal people who are logical according to the man's sense will not follow this. Well,
除非你经历过神的话，他相信神不会撒谎。
And you do this normally from man's perspective, unless you have faith. You have faith in God that will not lie to you.
那我们自我做一点很小的见证。
So I'll share a small testimony with you.
我们现在坐在这个礼拜堂里头。
So the sanctuary that we're all sitting in here right now.
西元两千年以前没有这个礼拜堂。
So 2000 AD, before 2000 AD, this did not exist.
那个时候我们教会就是买了后面那一栋房子。
We just only, at the time, our church only purchased a house back there.
我们那个时候教会，我们是82年 Thanksgiving 开始的。
So we started our gathering, our worship in 1982, Thanksgiving.
十几个弟兄姐妹们。
So back then we only had about a dozen brothers and sisters.
神当初给我们一个很清楚的意象。
God back then gave us a very clear vision.
那个时候的 Bellevue 没有任何一间的华人教会，没有。
And that's back in the day in Bellevue, there's not a single Chinese church.
那个时候就有一群弟兄姐妹，在一年的交通与祷告之后。
And so there was this group of brothers and sisters after a full year of fellowship and prayer.
我们就租了那个 Aldersgate Methodist Church.
So we rented.The Aldersgate Methodist Church building.
那在那个时候，中间有一个年叫做1985还是86的时候，我们就有一个机会买了那个房子，加上这两个半 acre 的地。
And so, after we start gathering in Aldersgate, about 1985 or 1986, we had an opportunity to purchase this house plus the 2.5 some acre land that's next to it.
那个时候我们也是没有钱，一穷二白。
And a time where we didn't have money.
但是神让我们买了这个地方，花了多少钱？你们猜猜看。
But guess how much God allowed us to.
后面那栋房子。
So how much God did we purchase that house back there for at the time?
大概15万。
About 150,000.
15万，我们没有钱。
And so we didn't have money back then.
但是凭着信心。买下来了。
But by faith, we purchased it.
到了第二年，所有的钱都付完了。
And then the second year, we paid it completely off.
那是神第一次训练我们的信心。
That was the very first time that God trained our faith.
后来我们就开始，当然又是个很长的故事，长话短说。
But long story short,
我们要决定要不要在这里盖一个礼拜堂。
We're trying to make a decision whether to build a church here.
我们有很长的辩论。
So we had a very long debate.
一派说不要，我们继续租，又便宜又好。
There's one side that said no. Let's keep on renting from Aldersgate.
一派说不，我们应该有一个自己的聚会厅。
And the other group said that no, we should have our own building so for us to gather in.
最后两件事情让我们决定要建。
So, eventually two things led us to finally decide that we shall build.
哪两件事？
Which two things?
第一件事，这个 King County 打电话来。
The very first thing was that King County actually phoned us.
你们是一个礼拜堂，你们打算是在这里建教会，是吧？
So they said that you guys are a church organization, so you plan to worship here, right?
因为我买的时候是用教会的名义买的。
Because when we purchased these lands, we purchased under the name of the church.
打电话来的人跟我说，你们要 annex 到 Bellevue City, 要就是你们要从这个县变成这个市，在这个过程中你们会失去一个很重要的 privilege, 没有了。
And so, the person on the phone was telling us that you're about to be annexed from King County to the city of Bellevue, and during this process, you will lose a very important benefit.
你们属于 King County 的时候，在住宅区允许建礼拜堂。
So while you were under King County, you were in the residential area, so you will be allowed to build a church.
两年以后，这个 status 就要从县转成 Bellevue City, 那你们就失去建礼拜堂的资格，因为 Bellevue 规定 residential area 不可以建礼拜堂的。
But in two more years, once this land's annexed over to the city of Bellevue, then you will lose that opportunity because the city of Bellevue would not allow residential zone areas to build a church.
我一听，哦，那我们要赶快做决定，是建还是不建？不建那就没有了，就是一个房子而已。
So after I received that phone call, I thought that we must make a decision quickly because otherwise we won't have that.
哦，我们同工执事们又辩论了一大堆。
And so the elders and the coworkers, we had a long meeting again.
赞成人永远赞成，反对人永远反对。
And the people who originally opposed to it all still opposed, and the people who supported it still supported it.
第二个原因。
And so the second reason.
我接到第二个电话。
I received a second phone call.
哎，我注意到你们那块地很久都没有动静，要你们到底建还是不建？
And they said, you know, I noticed you guys still haven't touched that ground yet. Are you going to build something on it?
我说，请问贵姓大名啊？
And so I asked, who are you?
他说，我是某某和尚。
And he said, I'm so-and-so monk.
我们走遍西雅图，看过所有的地，风水，你们的风水最好。
And so we've been through all entire city of Seattle, the greater Seattle, and we found that your land had the best feng shui.
如果你们不盖的话，
so、
我们要盖。
If you do not build on it, we would love to build on that lot.
你们只要出个价，我们就付钱。
You just name the price, and we'll give you and we'll pay.
佛教要盖了，要盖大庙在这里。
So the Buddhists wanted to build a big monastery here.
我们这一群
a temple.
宝贝基督徒还在辩论盖还是不盖。
And so while we Christians are still kind of debating whether we should or not build something here.
我想这两个电话就告神很清楚了给我们一个信号，你不盖，有人家要盖的。
So through these two phone calls, I think God gave us a very clear sign. If you're not going to build it, somebody else will.
所以我们决定盖。
So we decided to build the church here.
要盖钱呢?
So next problem, where's the money going to come from?
总而言之，又是一穷二白的一个小礼拜堂，小教会，你们哪里来钱要盖一个大礼拜堂呢?
So again, so it's a small church with very little resources. Where are we going to get the money to build a church?
但是我们经历过第一次买那个房子的时候，我们凭着祷告，相信神会预备，神果然给我们预备，买了那个。那个小房子。
So, but however, after having the experience of purchasing that small house back there through faith, through prayers,
神要我们把我们的信心再提一个层次。
And so now God wants us to increase our faith by one more level.
要自己建，然后神为我们预备一切所需要。
And that we are to build the church on our own, and God will provide for everything.
也是长话短说，我们就祷告。跟弟兄姐妹说，如果我们收到40万的奉献，我们认为神给我们开绿灯。
And so, long story short, again, basically we decide that if we can receive 400,000 in donations for the church for the building of the church, then we take that as a sign that we will go ahead.
目标是多少呢
？So that was our goal.
100万。
I'm sorry. That our goal was 1 million.
对，要盖这个东西，我们大概需要另外花100万的现金。
So it will take about $1 million cash to.
所以我们当时就弟兄姊妹交通之后，就跟全教会宣告，主如果给我们第一笔款40万，那我们就觉得神会开路。
So after much prayer, we shared this with the rest of the congregation, and we said that if we could receive a total of 400K, then we take that as a sign to start the process.
弟兄姊妹就为这个祷告。
And so brothers and sisters, pray for about this.
然后在两个月里头，开奉献箱。
And then after 2 months, we open our offering box.
你猜我们收多少钱？
Guess how much we got?
啊，刚好40万。
400K exactly.
所以我们认为神这个绿灯开了。
So we felt that God had lit the green light for us.
所以我们就开始着手盖这个。
So we started to actually build the church.
那最后，当2001年，感恩节，我们盖好了，搬进来。
And so we completed construction in Thanksgiving of 2001.
嗯，奉献箱里收到多少钱
？And guess how much we had in the offer box?
100万。
We had $1 million.
这就是神做事的原则。
And that is the principle of how God works.
你只要相信这件事是出于神要给你做的，
As long as you believe that this is from God,
你就要经历神是怎么样，说话算数的神。
And you will then experience God as a trustworthy God.
神就为我们预备这一切。
And he prepared all this for us.
这是2001年发生的事情。
So this happened in 2001.
到03年。
And in 2003,
神就给我们另外一个负担，就是在网上办一个圣经学校。
And God gave us another burden, and that is to establish a online-based Bible study school.
那这个叫做后来我们到今天还在的，这个叫做基督学房。
And that is the Academy of Christ, which is still ongoing right now.
我们盼望借着网路这个新的机缘，我们可以在网路这个范畴上。来把我们跟神所学习的所有属灵的功课，从创世纪一直到启示录，所有的课程通通放在网络上。
So it's our goal is to using this new medium to basically share, record and make available all the lessons we learned from all the way from Genesis to Revelation and make them available online.
四年的课程。
And it's a four year course.
毕业以后还有就终身学习的课程。
And then even after you graduate, you still have continuing education for the rest of your lives.
那个时候就六个弟兄。
So at the time, there were six brothers.
神给他们同样的负担。
But God gave them the same burden.
祷告就往上拼。
And then they prayed, and then...
我们不知道谁会来学。
So, and then we just open up. We don't know who's going to join.
也不知道有多少学生要花多少钱。
We don't know how many students there will be, or how much
it's
going to cost.
现在20年后回头看。20年后回头看。
So now looking back 20 years later,
当时我们真是像，这个探险家。
So we were just like explorers.
因为这个学校有一个有一句名言。
So we had a famous saying in the school, in this academy.
因为这二十年进来差不多5000多个学生。
So.In the past 20 some years, we had about 5,000 students.
对，一毛钱没有收过。
And we didn't take a cent from any of them.
我们的校长就跟学生说，我们不要你的钱，但是要你的命。
So our principal said to the students, we don't want your money, but we want your lives.
神为我们预备，这二十年来从来没有缺过一毛钱。
So God, in this past 20 years, He prepared fully abundantly for us, and we didn't find lacking at all.
我做这三个简单的见证。
So I give you these three examples.
就告诉我们弟兄姐妹。
To tell you,
如果这件事情是神要你做的
，If this is something that God commanded you,
你把信心的脚步往前踏出去。
All you had to do is to take that first step by faith.
到时候你就会发现，这个红海就在你面前，怎么样？
And you will discover that the Red Sea will part it for you.
是他的旨意，
if
it, 他为你负全部的责任。
If it's out of his command, then he will take full responsibility for you.
这是我们学信心道路的那一个功课。
And that's a lesson for us to learn about faith.
对，所以神是很清楚的给了亚伯拉罕要他做什么。亚伯拉罕就用一个非常简单的信心，他不去问神为什么这样，为什么那样，他从来不问。
So God gave a very simple and straightforward commandment to Abraham, and Abraham by faith he just did it. He didn't go and ask why.
只要是你说的
，as long as God said it,
我们顺服
，we'll obey,
我们就往前走
，and then we'll move forward.
但如果不是出于神的
，but if it's not from God,
你就会发现一切都到哈兰就。怎么样？就没有了。
And you discover that all will stop at Haran.
如果不是出于神的，你走到半途就没有了。
Do you understand this? So if this is not from God, you will stop halfway.
差别在哪里
？And where's the difference?
啊，意象。
The difference is in the vision.
一切是从意象开始。
All starts with a vision.
你必须知道神要什么。
You have to know what does God want.
你懂也好，你不懂也好，你只要顺服，神就为你开路。
And whether you understand it or not, it doesn't matter. As long as you have the faith, you obey and be obedient, God will open the path for you.
今天讲到这里。
So that'll conclude my message here today.
我们低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，我们感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you.
你是从来没有改变过的神。
You're a God that never changed.
4000年前，你拣选亚伯拉罕。
So you have chosen Abraham 4,000 years ago.
从他的身上，你启示了你的呼召、你的意向、你要我们走的道路。
And through him, you have revealed your calling, your vision, and the path that you want us to take.
今天我们四千年后，我们还是效法亚伯拉罕的脚踪。
So 2,000 years later, we still follow in the footsteps of Abraham.
主啊，但愿我们今天在座的每一位弟兄姐妹。
Lord, may every single brother and sister here today.
我们还有新的挑战在前面。
That we still have a new challenge ahead.
但是你的呼召从来没有改变。
But your calling to us has never changed.
你巴望我们都能够答应你的呼召，从乌尔出来。
It's your desire for us to respond to your calling to leave Ur.
从哈兰出来。
And to leave Haran.
来跟随你一直走到你要赐给我们的迦南美地。
And to follow you to, all the way to the place that you have promised us to the land of Canaan.
求你把这样的信心赏给我们。
Please give us such faith.
我们祷告靠着你的恩典，让我们每一个人像亚伯拉罕一样，有头也有尾。
We pray that by your grace we can be just like Abraham, that we have a start and have a definitive finish.
让你的名能够得到最大的荣耀。
May your name receive the greatest glory.
主啊，你是荣耀的神。
Lord, for you are the glorious God.
你不是哑巴偶像。
You are not a mute idol.
主啊，愿我们都侍奉真神，而不是侍奉偶像。
May we all serve the one true God and not false idols.
求你听我们的祷告。
Please hear our prayers.
奉耶稣基督宝贵的名。
We pray this in Jesus' precious name.
Amen.
Amen.